be back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for listening to our show, as always. And we're just waiting on our guests to get here in the house. We're going to go to a commercial. Well, here go our guests right here. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir, is that you, our guest tonight?
Yes, this is Pastor Barrett.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor? We just was finna go to a commercial. You know, we thought you were gonna talk about some great things. Yes, and we're gonna talk about some great things, and we're gonna talk about some things that you can put on your mind tonight that the pastor's gonna leave you with. So, without further ado, I'm gonna have the pastor formally introduce himself, and we're finna get the show started.
And then, I thank you and your wife and your listening audience for this opportunity to present my story to you. My name is Pastor Michael Barrett. I'm currently in Los Angeles at Assistant Pastor at Gospel Truth Church in South Central Los Angeles. I'm just honored and thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to be able to share my testimony on your station.
And we thank you very much. So we're going to get right to it, Pastor. Your childhood was like, and what led you to being incarcerated, and we'll take it from there, and we'll have the viewers ask some questions when you get through with your testimony. So let's start from when you was young until you got in the game.
Well, at the age of 8 years old, my father was a major drug dealer in Harlem, New York, and my mother found herself caught up in the life of a street hustler, and she was a working woman, and she didn't want me to fall into the same footsteps of my father, so she decided to move us out to Los Angeles. And in moving us out to Los Angeles, we moved to Inglewood, California, and one day my father was arrested in New York, and he actually escaped from prison. And so when he escaped from prison, he came out to California, and one day I'm riding on my bike with a friend of mine at 8 years old, and he pulled up in the car, and I saw him, and he said, "Get in." And that day, he took me back to New York. And I didn't know he had escaped from a prison in New York City. And we went back to New York, and he took me to his club, and I seen, you know, the women, the money, the things in the life that he had lived. And shortly after that, he was rearrested, and my mother came and got me and brought me back to California. While growing up in California, I always remembered the life that my father had lived, and I heard the stories and everything. And when he went to prison, my uncle took over his drug business, and what happened was my mother would let me go back every summer to visit my father in prison. And I had the type of father that would encourage me, like, "You know, this is who we are, this is the life." And my uncles and I saw their lifestyle and everything, and I began to idolize that lifestyle. So as I continued to grow up out here in Los Angeles, I had the opportunity to go to college, and my mother encouraged me to go to college. But I told her, I said, "You know what, I'm going to go back to New York and visit." And that one visit led to me following the footsteps of my father and my uncles. And one thing led to another. One thing about the life, that darkness, you know, it captivates you in a sense of the women, the money, the material things, and everything like that. So I found myself caught up in a smokescreen, a false reality. And in the midst of it all, it was just a web, and I got so entangled in it. When I decided that I want to pull out, mentally I just couldn't pull out, and that's where I was. And before you knew it, I found myself literally walking in the footsteps of my father, trying to live up to that image. And at the age of 23 years old, I was indicted along with 40 other individuals, and I was charged with a continuing criminal enterprise. Because of the narcotic was cocaine, I went to trial, and I was sentenced to 262 months.
Wow. And just by saying that, Minister, you let me know off the top, you know, trying to get into that life, there's no light in that life. It's none but darkness in that life, you know. So as you begin to continue down your dark journey, you know, you done got sins now. Now you're sitting in the gate. Where your mind is at now, Pastor?
Well, I wasn't the type of person that, you know, when I went to prison and said, oh, my God, I'm in trouble, so, Lord, get me out of here. You know, I continued to try to live that street image, even from prison, you know, making things happen and, you know, still got the outside contacts. So it didn't hit me. The reality of the 21-year and 10-month sentence, it didn't hit me. It continued my foolish way of thinking, having the different women come to visit me and the different things like that. And what happened was God began to show me that I'm going to break you down because you think you are in control. Before I went to prison, I had a restaurant, a recording studio, a big house. And it was like, okay, now that I have everything I want, I'm going to walk away from the game. But like anything else, you reap what you sow. So I didn't realize that the fact that I did walk away, I didn't realize that the feds reach could still grab me. And because of that, you know, when I ended up with that sentence, I found myself in prison, still trying to live up to the hype, the street name, that image, living off of my reputation, my dad's, my uncle's. And I found myself realizing, like, wait a minute, is this what my life has come to? And one day, I'll never forget, I was about 25 years old, and I was in my cell, and it was late one night, and I was looking out the window, and all I could see was barbed wire fences and trees. And I said to myself, how did I get here? And that was a question that I asked myself, like, how did it come to this? And at that point, I realized that I had made the wrong choices. But I still didn't surrender my life to the Lord. I continued to act as if I was that man. I continued to act as if I was still in control. I continued to act as if I can call shots from the prison until God broke me down. And it wasn't until my ninth year in federal prison, as I began to lose everything, that God began to take my life and strip me of everything, remove everybody out of my life, that he may get my attention. See, sometimes God has to place you somewhere and remove everybody out of your life in order for you to be in a place, be still, and hear his voice.
My man. And you couldn't have said it a better way, Pastor, you know what I mean? He makes sure that you hear his voice, because the word said in his scripture, you know, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he's who
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
You know? So, yeah, amen. We both done been on that path, because he broke me down.
Amen.
I'm definitely feeling that right there, you know? So, now you're in the ninth-year stretch now, Pastor. You know, your mind is beginning to understand gradually, you know. Now, take the people through when you really sit down and say, man, I'm all you now. You know, take them there.
Well, it wasn't until the life that I had so desired to chase began to reveal its true self. See, it's like actually being involved in a basketball game. While you're on the court, it's so much traffic, it's so much going on. But when you sit on the bench, you can see the court from one side to the other side. And when you begin to see that, that's how that life was. When I was in the midst of it, I couldn't see it. So I thought everything that I was chasing was what it was. But when you get close up on it, it was a false reality. So it wasn't until my prison experience after 9 years, after all of the resources is gone, after all of the so-called friends and those who are in your corner, after they begin to depart and God begin to remove certain people, you begin to see that you were willing to give your life for something that was really worth nothing. So I felt at that point in my life, I played myself. You know, I watched the friends that I fed and took care of. I watched them point the finger and betray me, and I blamed them. But in all reality, I made the choices that I made and ended up where I ended up at. So in all reality, I had to blame myself. And God began to show me that now that you are where you are, I'm going to get your attention. And slowly but surely, that word that my mother used to speak over my life, that word that I used to hear, it began to manifest, and I could hear it more clearer because I began to see a distinction between the choices I made and the choices that I should have made. People that I left in the streets began to die off from the same game that I was a part of that could have taken my life, and God began to show me his grace. He began to show me his mercy and say, had I not saved you and placed you in this prison and allowed this to happen, you would have been out there dead, or you would be in here for the rest of your life. And it was during that time of loss of everything that I began to be still. I began to listen to God and begin to understand that God had a far greater purpose for me than the person in the image that I was portraying that I was. It's like having a mask on, and the mask is not really you. And God is the only one that can see beyond the mask and be able to dust off that dirty vessel and begin to say, when I dust this off, when I'm finished with this, you will begin to see my glory through this vessel. And when I begin to comprehend that and begin to realize that if I was willing to give my life for the streets, which in return gave me nothing, which in return gave some of my family members nothing but death, gave some of my friends nothing but death, surely how much would I be willing to give to the Lord who has given everything for me?
Amen, my brother. You know, you hit that right on point, you know. Now, Pastor, let the viewers also know, especially our youngsters out here, you know, that don't even understand that life is a dead end, you know. Tell them some of the trials and tribulations that you go through in the prison system.
Well, one thing for sure, all of the so-called friends is going to abandon you sooner or later, because it's like living two lives. Your life appears to cease when you're behind bars, but people's lives continue to go on. So they begin to say, look, you know, I love you, but I just can't do all this time with you. You know, the women, all of the material things are gone. So it's like you're just hustling until your number is called. And when your number is called, depending on what purpose God has for your life, it could end up in being death. It could end up being in prison. It could end up being just, you know, something other than what you think it is. You know, so for me, I have younger cousins and family members, and I try to instill in them that life, there's no future in that life. I've seen to live that life only to come up with the same results. And as foolish as I was to think that I could do it better and maybe my situation would turn out different, was just another trick of the enemy to lead me to believe. It's like the rabbit that sees the carrot in the cage. He's so fascinated with the carrot, he doesn't see the cage. He doesn't see the man with the string hiding. And as soon as he runs in and thinks he has the carrot, the cage is dropped, and all of a sudden he's in there. He's so excited about eating the carrot, but once the carrot is finished, he realizes that he's in the cage now and he can't get out.
He's caught. He's caught up. He realized that now.
He's caught up.
You know?
He's caught up.
Yeah, you go
only because of the desire. That's right. Only because of the desire that he had for that carrot. He was so enticed by it, he didn't analyze the whole situation. So a lot of the youngsters today, they see the videos. They see this one with this and this one with that, the cars, the money, the material things, the women, but you don't see the consequences that come behind that. And there are severe consequences that comes with that life.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes. And I hope you youngsters definitely that's tuned in listening to this. And I hope that a lot of mothers and fathers is listening to this as well, because you can't think that you're going to keep doing wrong, and you're going to get right results, because like the pastor
that's
just
right.
said, you know, it's game over once you step in that wrong chair zone, and then you could get a life sentence on your first bit, or you could get dead, you know what I mean? And a lot
that's
of
right.
cats don't get out date, you know, you don't get out date in Detroit.
That's right.
Back in the 80s when we was getting down real strong, one of my homeboys got caught up, and he caught the 650 law that was in Michigan at the time.
Right. I remember that.
And
yes.
He did 18 years on that natural life bit, man, until they overturned that 650 law in Michigan, and that was just 3 years ago. But he was doing all day,
wow.
man. So that was God
yeah.
who opened that gate up for that good brother.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. I remember
and
that.
He had never been in trouble a day in his life, Pastor. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
right.
he was still
that's
in
right.
life and had never got caught up. But that first time gave him LIFE, game over.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Had our choice of drug been crack, I would have had a life sentence. But the fact that it was powder, it caused me to get 262 months. The 848 was a 20-year mandatory minimum. Then what they did was skip me over to the second category, which instead of 240 months, which is 20 years, they gave me 262 months, which is 21 years and 10 months. You know, and it's really something, because I served 18 years and 3 months on that sentence. And I'm really thankful to God, because like you said, a lot of brothers don't make it out of prison. A lot of brothers can't cope with the prison life, so they go to weakness, to drugs, to trying to OD, to all kinds of things that will become unlike their character, or killing themselves. It's just so many things. So I thank God for keeping my mind, you know, not to allow me to subject myself to anything that will demoralize who I was as an individual. And I always told the Lord, I said, Lord, you get me through this. You got a soldier for life. Because when I was in the streets,
Amen.
I was a soldier for the devil.
Amen.
And I gave him
Amen.
My all. I gave him my all. And at the end of the day, he watched me play myself and then laughed once I was in the cage. So I said to myself,
yeah.
I said, Lord, you will have a soldier for life. You get me through this. You teach me your word. You separate me and set me aside so you can fill me up, and you got a soldier for life. And that's who I'm on the battlefield now, because I realized when I was in the community selling drugs, I was like a construction worker, but I wasn't part of the construction team that was building. I was a part of the construction team that was tearing down. That's demolition work.
Yes.
See,
yes,
God is calling soldiers that's going to be on the front line, building up our communities, building up our sisters, building up our brothers, building up the neighborhood, because if nobody else don't do it, we got to do it.
Amen. And he used soldiers like you and I and other brothers that done been on the battlefield doing worse things. And once he cleans that, then he know we on the battlefield for him all the way. And I think that's what a
Amen.
Lot of brothers and sisters don't understand, man. You know, a lot don't make it through. A lot go to prison when the judge say you got 10 years or 20 years or just 18 months. You know, you going once you hit the hammer. But now,
Amen.
The clue is now, are you coming home alive, or are you coming home in your right mind? See, them the two things these brothers and sisters don't realize, you know. Only because you going to jail don't mean you're going to come out alive, you know. Yeah, coming out of the prison alive is a blessing by itself, you know, because a lot don't make
Amen.
It out. Tell them about that part, Pastor. Tell them about that part.
About not making it out?
Yes. Tell them how it is when, you know, you're going to get sentenced, but you done seen a lot never make it back out. Let them know about that.
I've walked the yard with brothers whose papers say LIFE, and your release date is when you're dead. It says deceased. You know, I've walked the yard. I remember in the early 90s, they had a thing where if you had that life sentence, you had to walk around with a card, and every hour you had to check in so they can monitor you and stuff like that. So I know a lot of brothers that will never walk out of them prisons only because of the choices that they made. Some didn't kill nobody. Some were just there for drugs, but they got a life sentence. Some will never get the opportunity to sit at the table with their children, to sit at the table with their mother, other than a prison table, other than a prison letter, other than a prison visit. You know, so it's serious, and our job now is to tell the youth, to tell the youth that life is all about choices. You have to make the right choice. If you don't make the right choice, your choice will come with severe consequences. What appears to be the glitter and the glitz and the glamour and all that, it's not what it appears to be. Behind that, there is a message that will tell you later on in life, death or prison. And the street life is not worth that. The same women that they're chasing and trying to please and keeping up with the Joneses and the different things, at the end of the day, all of it is just a false reality.
Yes, very false. Now, Pastor, let's talk about that great and exciting book that you wrote. Let the people know about the book you wrote, and we're going to get into that a little bit.
Well, I wrote a book about my life story from my father's era, my uncle's era, my era. So it's three generations of a generational curse. It's called Choices, and it's from the streets to the feds to the pulpit. It's my life story. Unlike most preachers, I didn't grow up in the church. I grew up in the streets. But God took me through a wilderness experience, through a journey. And through that journey, I was able to come to realize that God is real. I was able to come to realize that although I had made some wrong and unwise choices, God's grace allowed me to come out of prison in one piece, with my mind, with a spiritual relationship with the Lord that has allowed me to become a preacher, an author, a mentor to the youth, so many different things because of the grace of God. So my book is my testimony. It's my life testimony to just show you what you can do when you put your trust in God.
My man. And let them know where they can get that great book at, Pastor.
They can get the book at kingdomtainment.com. That's KINGTAINMENT.com. Kingdomtainment.com. It's on my website at Michael Barrett. It's on Instagram. It's on my you know, and aside from that, I've had been able to work with John Singleton's daughter, Justice Singleton, who's rewritten my script based on my life story. So I'm just watching God do some awesome things. He's linking me with strong men of God like yourself that's in the
Amen.
Trenches, that's in the communities, that's spreading his word, that's saying, look, this is who I used to be. I'm not glorifying that life, but this is who I am now. And it's just a blessing to know that we're on the battlefield doing God's work.
Amen, brother, you know. And what suggestions, Pastor, you know what I mean, would you give these youths out here today, you know what I mean, far as, you know, some of them are just so hard-headed, you know, I'm going to put it out there. Some of them is just so hard-headed, you know what I mean, that they don't listen to mom and dad. They just feel they want to do their thing, you know. But back in our era, you know, even when we did wrong, we didn't even want mama to even know we was doing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We tried to
yes.
keep that silent as possible, but, you know,
yes.
after so long, we couldn't stay silent after so long. But we tried,
yes.
you know? And
yes.
what advice would you give these young kids, Pastor?
One thing I know, my mother and I were talking last night, and when I went to prison, I had fathered young women. You know, I had four daughters. And when I went to prison, I missed everything that a young woman growing up does. I missed the graduations. I missed the proms. I missed the first dates. I missed going to the school recitals. I missed going to the doctor visits. I missed all of that. And because of that, even today is somewhat a challenge because, you know, your children tend to say, well, you wasn't here. And in spite of the fact that I was absent, God has blessed me with a wife. And the children that we have now is just a blessing to be a part of their life. But I still have my daughters that I wasn't a part of their lives. And my youngest daughter and I, sometimes I find her in confrontation with me because she's so hurt that I was absent. And I try to instill in them that in spite of what happened, here I am now, and I try to go forward in that sense. And it's not always easy, but I realized, I said, you know what? I had a choice at a very young age to listen to the wisdom of my mother. I chose not to listen to her wisdom. And because of that, my life took on a whole nother course. I didn't have to go through the things that I went through had I listened to my mother. But just like everybody else, even today, we think we got all the answers. And at the end of the day, we don't. And then we'll find ourselves somewhere wishing that we listened. So I'm praying that some young man, some young women, they're right now listening on air to my brother and myself. We're not doing this just for fun. We're doing it because of the love we have. And if we can just reach one individual, this is not in vain. My 18 years and 3 months is not in vain if I could save one individual's life. Jesus would have gone to the cross if one person's life needed to be saved, because that's the type of God we serve.
Amen for that, Pastor. You hit it right on the head. And also, Pastor, before we let you go, because I know you're a busy man, I want you to say a great prayer, man, for the youths and our people across the land, you know, before we depart.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, I thank you for the airwaves. Lord God, I thank you for what my brother and his wife has set together to do in your name, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Father, Lord God, for every listener, Lord God, at the sound of my voice, Lord God. I know that the Holy Spirit is not restricted by any time zones, Lord God. It's not restricted by any miles, God, any distance, Lord God, any zip codes, any area codes, Lord. I pray, God, that you would touch the person in their car, God. I pray that you would touch the person listening in their home, God. I pray that you would touch the person listening on their headphones, their phone, a person in prison, wherever they may be, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that every yoke be destroyed, God. I pray that you would let them be set free in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority over the youth. I plead the blood of Jesus over every youth. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord God, I pray for households. I pray for fathers. I pray for mothers. I pray, God, for the family to be restored in Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Marvelous work for the Father, and that's what we have to do. Continue staying on that battlefield for the Father, and that front line is essential, you know. And he chose brothers like you and I for the front
Amen.
Line, you know. And like
Amen.
Many people know, God always says a lot that's called, but it's only a few that's chosen, you know.
That's right.
So I'm grateful.
That's right.
I'm very grateful for the choice that he chose me as one of the front line workers, you know. So I'm
Amen.
Grateful
Amen.
For that, and I know you're very grateful yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So
Amen.
We just want to say,
well,
Pastor,
we have a lot of networking. We have a lot of networking to do, brother. I'm looking forward to you visiting Los Angeles, and likewise,
yes.
I'm looking forward to coming out that way and visiting you. And whatever God has in store for us to do, you can count on me to do it.
Hey, we appreciate that. And when me and the wife come out to California, you know I'm going to hit your digits up, Pastor, and we're going to go eat some great soul food and talk God's work, you know?
Amen. Amen. Looking forward
Amen
to it.
For that. All right, brother. Send our love to your beautiful wife. And, you know, y'all have a great night. And once again, thank you for coming on the show tonight, and enjoy the rest of your night, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you as well. And give your wife our regards. God bless you. And your listening
Thank
audience,
you,
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Pastor came on tonight, and he had a great message, and I hope everyone listened to that message because that was a powerful message that he come with. And tonight we're going to start playing a few of the songs that's on the mixtape.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager, just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating, it's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. Sipping the wine slow, I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real, so I know that it's real. Memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind, and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Baby, my baby.
couple shots of P&J, Bacardi in the teeth, hanging great boots, gin and great fruit. Don't throw up your cup, you're feeling the quake too. High and fucked up, blazing the hazy, eyes are lazy, but still I feel like I'm a pimp like Jay-Z. Rushing my shoulders, I'm trying to get drunk, fuck being sober. I'm like, keep going till my cup runs over. Make my bubbly cold, my Budweiser cold. I got plenty of gold, that like green dough. You're putting something on your mind like your girl supposed to. VIP status, Tim Goody, just told you. I'm your favorite mic controller. Check 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now grab somebody and hit the floor with a club banger. I can make it change with a beat like this. You better move. Rock with a team with it. On the dance floor when I'm looking clean with it. Rock with a team with it. Put the hands high, let's ride to the limit. Come on. I feel good and I'm at my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack. Oh yes, I'm fresh, I'm fly indeed. I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. The T.I.B. queen of QC. At the top of my game, where you find me? On live TV, on my CD, on my label, code as I.T.E. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim to D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's so toe tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip for flip. Now, ladies, this, why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a sing with a beat like this. You better move.
Yeah. What you fuck with? Talk to the club with my crew. And yeah, we on a drunk beer. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with? Yeah, talk to the club with my crew. And yeah, we on a drunk beer. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with? Off in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on a drunk beer. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with?
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available worldwide on every major site including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more, featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, yo, boy, we got one.
Uh-huh.
Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Oh.
Yeah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. A lot of homies dead and gone. Off the streets to love them back. I got homies in the pen. I might never see again, cause they live by code. Always keep your mouth closed. In the streets, they be watching, plotting to get you murked. Keep your eyes open, homie. They working to keep you trapped. They playing checkers in this game. No love, showing no mercy. Getting pinched by the bed, turning stain on your man. I don't understand why the streets don't love you back. 1 minute you won't talk, the next plotting your death. Ain't no friends in this game, they shady like Eminem. Turn your back on your homie, he stabs you for fortune and fame.
Man, I don't understand. Yo, boy, I don't understand. Why these streets don't love you back? Why they don't love you back, homie? It's fuck, man. Yeah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
I fell in love with the streets, but she cheated on me.
I done been through so many things I can't speak on, homie. A lot of characters came up missing, just disappeared. I often wonder while I'm still here, my brother got smoked in 94. That's when my heart went cold. I've been trapping, been active, been macking on hoes. I've been cracking, been strapped up, stacking. Been home, been up in a mix of action, mind gone. Addicted to the madness, I was switching time zones. Until I got lost and couldn't find my way home. I was moving spot to spot, setting up shop, made it hot. Still popping on the watch for them cops. But when you pushing 50 bricks, 25 pound bills, then that job gets hard. Just trying to dodge jail, and your friends get funny when they see you getting money, thinking that you on something. I'm just trying to stay hungry, man. These streets don't love you.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
It's Rob Boy checking in, letting you know the streets definitely don't love you back. We educate our youth against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. Want to give a big shout out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, Lucinda Boy. Been riding the whole nine yards, and we educate all around the world.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we sending a major shout out to all our soldiers behind the walls in 150 prisons that roll with us, educating our youth to a better life and a better tomorrow. Holla.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous, been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. You gotta go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Well, if you, no one would have me.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus key, and that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Minds and not with our emotions, because we out here dying at an alarming rate. This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket, flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street, I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots, baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Taking over new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in red because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are come scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these cages.
That cold, cold world I'm living in. I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're getting up. That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're giving up.
Nah, I don't get into that. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of jobs stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroyed such a young life. My society either lock us up or shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, not everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard he got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rappers are low, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
It's a cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they getting up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they giving up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they giving up.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight with Pastor Baird that came on and gave his great testimony. And don't forget, log on to the website, streetsdontloveyouback.com. Get involved with all the things that we do. Everything is on the website. And if you have not got the Streets Don't Love You
Back. Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.